Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We're coming to age time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Today, Abreu hits one high in the air, deep to left field, all the way back. Brown, he's near the wall. He jumps. It's gone.
There you go.
Jose Abreu's first home run as an Astro, and he's sprinting around the bases like he has never hit one before. He is going to fly into home plate.
That's right. The drought is finally over. The home run-less streak is finally over for Jose Abreu, and it comes on a day when the Astros, I believe, tied a franchise record in home runs hit in the game with 7 home runs to sweep the Oakland A's. And if you don't realize yet, there's no Payne and Pendergast on this Memorial Day. Instead, this is kind of an H-Town Hoops podcast edition of the Payne and Pendergast show. Brandon Scott here with you, Adam Spillane here with you, and Ben Geary handling things behind the scenes. Adam Spillane, how are you doing on this Memorial Day, my man?
I'm good. A lot of home runs yesterday. And they could have had 2 more. The balls that Corey Jolks hit one in the 9th, and then Bregman hit one earlier in the game, and they both would have been home runs at Minute Maid.
Yeah. So,
in case the other thing that I think we learned, and we've kind of seen this all year, the A's are really bad. I mean, that's not a Major League Baseball team. You could also argue that they would not win the Pacific Coast League. I mean, they are really bad. That team is, what, they're at 10 wins, and we are more than a third of the way through the season. I mean, they might not get to 40 wins this season. Like, that is in play.
I was having so much fun watching the power, and like you said, there were a couple of balls. First of all, Corey Jolks, by the way, is somebody who hits the ball just as hard as anybody not named Yordan Alvarez or maybe Kyle Tucker on the team. Kind of quiet as kept. But I was going to ask you about this at some point, and you mentioned it here to lead off, so I'll just get into it. But did you feel like we learned more about the Astros offense, or like they turned a corner, or was this more of a reflection of exactly who they were playing and just kind of taking advantage of the opponent?
That's an opponent thing. I think a lot of times it's an opponent thing. That team, it's just bad. Like, there are very few big leaguers that are on that roster, and any guys who should be big leaguers on that roster probably won't be there by the time the season ends. That's just how bad it is there. I remember Jose Altuve was doing his rehab games when he went to Double-A.
Yeah.
To do his rehab games, they were playing against Oklahoma City, the Dodgers affiliate, and Dusty Baker's just talking up all that Oklahoma City, it was Oklahoma City, so he's in Triple-A. That staff's really good. They got some really good guys. And I'm thinking the whole time, well, you know what's funny about what Dusty is saying is that the staff that he is facing right now in the minor leagues is probably better than the staff that he's going to be facing whenever he gets to the big leagues and he's facing Oakland, you know, when he makes his debut. That's how bad the A's are. They are going to wind up, it looks like, being historically bad. So I don't read a whole lot into the 3 games this past weekend, the 3 games before it, just because that team is lousy. But they're, you know, seeing Jose Abreu hit a home run was important.
Yeah.
Just you know, getting that lifted. And also, he almost hit one in the game on Friday.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a couple. You're trying to pick out small little things to at least make you believe that he's turning a corner. And I'm still not there. Like, there still are very few indicators that tell you that he is going to hit the way that they thought he would hit when they signed him last winter. But, I mean, yesterday's at least a start.
Yeah.
Seeing him with a pull side hit that actually lands further than the infield, step in the right direction. That hasn't been happening very much. But the OPS still went down over the weekend. And I know it would have gone up had he been at Minute Maid in that ball on Friday as a home run. But the OPS went from 540 when he started the series to now it's 538 or 539 right now, and that's even with the homer yesterday.
Yeah, I don't feel like we can really overstate how big of a deal this is that he's not performing. And then it feels like it's overstated when he does perform. You know, it's like, whoa, he hit one to the warning track. I even tweeted that night on Friday night. I was watching at a bar and I'm like, close, so close. He almost made it. And like you mentioned, I'm pretty sure that one would have actually been a home run at Minute Maid Park. So it's just kind of the luck there. But I mean, this is a big deal with Jose Abreu and how little he's produced. I mean, he's been the least productive first baseman, and at least as a whole, and he's played pretty much every game except one or two, I think, at first base for them this year. As a whole, they've been the least productive at first base in terms of run creation, OPS, all of that. Like, they really need something to turn with him. And so to me, that's why that was just such a big deal. And the part about him running, sprinting around the bases, I think was just a testament to how much they realize how badly he's been struggling.
Yeah. And you saw the way this teammate celebrated in the dugout, and you know, they all like him. Like, he's really well liked. He's been well liked everywhere he's gone. But like you said, it doesn't take away from the fact that he has essentially been the worst player in baseball. Yes. And that gets highlighted by the contract. Because it's one thing to be the worst player in baseball if you're making the league minimum.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be one of the highest paid players in all the sport. And, you know, when you're making $19.5 million and you're the worst player in the sport and you've got two more years after this, that's where it becomes a problem.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's the first year of the deal. Mm-hmm. So it's fresh. It's new. He's on a new team. And obviously, he's on a World Series champion team, too. It's not like, you know, it's not like the Angels went and signed Anthony Rendon and nobody's paying attention to the Angels. This is a relevant baseball team, and so he's got to pick it up. But Abreu's not the only Jose who hit his first home run of the season yesterday.
Six in his last two starts, and do we have another one? Altuve makes a bid to left field. That ball's gone. Back-to-back jacks. Chaz McCormick and Jose Altuve with his first home run of 2023. And the Astros lead this game 6-1.
Crush City has arrived.
Yeah, that's Jeff Blum and Todd Callis on the call for AT&T Sportsnet. And they mentioned Crush City. It actually felt like it because, like we mentioned, they hit seven home runs. It felt like everybody got a home run, and the guys that didn't felt like they got close. But Jose Altuve, and we've been hitting on this quite a bit the last several days, or at least ever since Jose Altuve got back. It feels like that has just done so much for their lineup in terms of the flexibility of it, being able to move guys back. And then obviously just what Jose Altuve brings you at the top of the lineup. I mean, the power, the base running, all of that. And then he finally gets his home run. It's not there yet with Jose Altuve. It would be unreasonable to expect it to be. But I know they've got to feel good seeing Jose Altuve swing the bat like that on Sunday.
Yeah, he just gives them a dimension in that spot that they didn't have. And Mauricio Dubon played well. You know, let's not get, you know, I'm not going to try and tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
He did play well for them, but he's not nearly the same guy. He's not nearly the same guy as Jose Altuve. There's no power, you know, when he's out there in the leadoff spot. Altuve, he gives you that. You know, he can kind of give you a nice little jolt if you need it. And so just seeing him get at bats is important, and seeing him get his timing is important. And while the competition was not good this weekend, and he's facing just a terrible team and a terrible pitching staff in Oakland, and that's kind of been, you know, most of what he's played, six games, I guess, or he's played six games now against the A's. It's nice when you get to play a team like that. You know, that helps you, you know, it kind of probably, it's almost like an extension of the rehab assignment, just playing the A's. So yeah. It's a big positive. And he's only going to get better.
Right.
And I think that's the important part, is that this is kind of the baseline. This is kind of I still think that you would probably consider this to still be his spring training. So this is the baseline. And so you're just going to see him keep getting better. And I thought the one thing was interesting from Alex Bregman, when he took BP in Seattle for the first time, basically Bregman said, this is the best BP I've seen from him in a couple of years. And this is coming off of, you know, thumb surgery and not swinging the bat in, you know, a month and a half or whatever it was. So kind of tells you that Altuve is in a really good place right now.
All right. So for Astros fans, it had to be really good to see the team get on the right track. I called it a get right series going into it when I was on with Clint Sterner on Friday. And it was definitely that they get the sweep. They've been on a roll really for the last couple of weeks or so. But we've got to discuss the pitching situation, because there was a little bit of Lance McCullers news or non-news. And We'll remind you that the Astros are in the midst of a 17-game, 17-day stretch. So how are they going to deal with that with the pitching staff, with the rotation? Could we see a six-man rotation? Brandon Scott and Adam Spillane on a Memorial Day edition of Payne and Pendergast. We'll discuss that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.